At 5:35, we're back to regular session, closed or concluded. Let the attorney report out anything necessary.
There's no reportable action in closed session.
Thank you. All right, so we're now to item number 11, attorney's report.
I have nothing to report at this time.
Manager's report.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. So project updates, plant upgrade. Like I said earlier, we made our first payment today, and they are rocking and rolling. They started with their dewatering, and they punched how many wells? Micah, 13 wells altogether, 5 and 8?
12, something like that, yeah.
Dewatering wells. And we were processing quite a bit of water back through the plant until they get their stormwater permit. But that's significantly dropped off. So now they got the hole. They're out there excavating. There's no groundwater in it. And so they are moving forward at a pretty good clip. So that's good.
What level did they take the holes? I mean, so we didn't have any groundwater?
No, they did. They put wells down to 60 foot deep. And then they were pumping, at one point in time, they were pumping 850 gallons a minute. So that's more than, what is that off the top of my head? That's like 1.33 million gallons a day. It's quite a lot of water. I wasn't real happy with them because I felt like they kind of put me in a corner to where I had to bring it back through the plant, or we'd have been waiting for a couple months for them to get their stormwater permit. So I wasn't real happy about that, but they're going to reimburse SCORE for whatever cost we figure it costs us to deal with the water.
And that flow has tailored off. It was around 300 gallons a minute.
Yeah, and to this morning it was between 200 and 300, and that'll probably drop off even more. So they've gotten it down to where they need it to be, so that's good. And I assumed it would drop off, but uh-huh. I was also not real happy that they kind of put me in a position where I had to take it through the plant. As far as the entity reports go, so we had a JPA education session on the 6th of May. It was about INI detection and a new technology. I'd learned about it down at a conference in Sacramento, and I felt like it was worthwhile to bring it back. So I arranged a lunch and learn with the company that did it. And I had the city had three or four representatives. Thermalito had three representatives. Lopud had three representatives. And then I had my whole crew here. Interesting. I don't think that the JPA is going to invest into that technology, but I think it did give us some thoughts and some ideas on how to kind of do our own study. Manager Boucher was very instrumental in helping me with my meetings that I had with the city and explaining the history of the Rudy Creek Pump Station, how that agreement became to be, and why it was necessary at the time. So Jamie helped me out a lot with that because he had a lot of that institutional knowledge that I didn't have. For City of Oroville, same thing. We had the JPA lunch and learn. We had another JPA meeting where we talked about district boundaries and some other JPA related topics, pond use and stuff like that. And I met with Brian Ring, city administrator, three or four times over the Rudy Creek thing, and he was a pleasure to work with. And I really like Brian. He gets stuff done. Yeah, I really like Brian. Met with Lopud, same type of thing. We had the lunch and learns. We had the other JPA meeting, and then met with them on a couple of different projects that they have going on, the MIDU project that they have going, and Lincoln Senior. So met with Dave a couple of times. Those were good meetings. And we had a safety meeting that we had it too late to get the minutes into the packet, but I just wanted to include it in my manager meeting so you know that we're doing them. It was about our annual chlorine safety training and making sure that we had our process safety management plan updated. Speaking of, this happened after I wrote my manager's report, so I didn't get it in there. Micah had an audit with the county on the process safety management program, and those are always super
dry
and boring and lame, but Micah did great on it. We got a couple little things to fix. He'll get them fixed in the next month, and we'll be fine. So no, we didn't get dinged or anything, but there was a few things that we got to fix to clear up, but it was fine. It went good. So other than that, I got nothing else unless you guys have any questions for me.
I'd like to make a comment because we did have the joint meeting with Jamie and staff about Rudy Creek. And one of the interesting things I learned that the city's crew is using some kind of float device in the manhole covers to know when they're getting a rise in there, mm-hmm. That's a new thing. I didn't even know they were doing that, which is kind of smart, I think, in some respect.
Yep, yeah, they have, so the city's, Jamie has instituted a bunch of floats essentially in the manholes. So they hang them at a level because they know their system well. So they hang them at a level when they know if that float gets tipped, it'll give them enough heads up to get out there and figure out what's going on. Exactly. Exactly. So that was a good deployment of technology there for the city to kind of give themselves a little bit of heads up before stuff actually happens.
Give a shout out to Twisted over taking care of the problem with the trailer court there at Feather River and that whole project. That's a whole big animal, and I want to thank you guys for taking lead agency on that, because that's a big animal. I know it's not done yet, but when you talk about the detail of it, you know, I think we need to recognize that as part of our huge partnership. So I want to thank you all for taking lead agency on that issue. And I don't know where your grant is, but Jamie explained it all to us, and that's a good part of knowing how this thing works.
Mm-hmm.
And down the line, whatever's going to happen with that.
I hope it goes through, and I hope that there's enough money to increase storage capacity across that bridge.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. The second pipe of the bridge is a wonderful idea.
Yeah, we tried to hide that in there. Not hide it, but it's needed. And we tried to say, we're making the case, say, hey, we need this. If you're going to put, if that park's coming into our system, right, we need that pipe. So that would be huge if we can get the state to pay for that. Huge.
Right. Big deal. So I just want to make that comment that we learned that in that meeting. And we need to know all those things that the partnership's doing. And frankly, I'm glad the city's not involved.
I think everybody else is too. Shame.
He said it, not me.
Yeah. All right, any other questions of the manager? If not, we have a report received, and thank you very much for the information. Next up, visitor comments. Seeing no visitors, no comments today. Commission staff reports. Gentlemen, I'll start with your side. Anything to give us?
I'm good.
You're good?
The tie-in at East Interceptor, is that hole new? Or is that?
Yeah, they dug that to see if the groundwater was down, and it's not yet. But they're hoping, this thing's supposed to have a 2,000-foot sphere to pull down. So they're hoping that this will actually pull that down so they can do it.
Yeah,
if so. Not, they're going to wait until later on in the summer.
Hope so, but because when we did Callow, it never went down.
No, I know. And I got them on a holding pattern because I don't want to pay to pump it. That's essentially what it is. It's going to cost me more money to pump it if I got to do that. So I'm trying to hold off. And really, for our standpoint, it really doesn't matter until it rains again to get that thing done. But I mean, I got a September like hard out because I know that historically September is the groundwater is the lowest. So that's kind of get in there and do it then. If I got to pay, I got to pay. But that's what we're like. That's like our hard out right there. So we'll have it done by September.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. How can I craft this? I'd like free advice from the SCORE attorney that indirectly affects SCORE/sewer /city/Reynolds. So here's my question.
This is open session right now.
Oh. Am I being recorded?
Yeah.
All right.
We can maybe talk after the meeting.
There you go.
Okay. Praise the Lord.
All right. Appreciate that. I should add that I mentioned that we had the Army Corps of Engineers here for about 3 days, and I got a chance to work with them for the 2 days of that. And there's really a big effort coming our way. Their final report's due in about 75 days, and will now be listed on the National Levy Database. And the levy is now properly named Oroville, California Levy 1. It was Levy 50. We didn't, where's Levy 50? Nobody knew what the hell it was, so it's named that way. The thing that is scary is if you see the modeling, they're having some much more detailed modeling, and it would be devastating to most of Oroville if we ever saw that fountain appear. The capacity of the spillway is 350,000 cubic feet per second. If that flowed over the spillway, we all better get some water wings.
Yeah.
It's not a good amount, and the levee will probably just be a white spot in the river.
Yeah.
So we hope that never happens, and the new water control manual being worked on would certainly take us away from that amount of flow. But we do have new numbers, and we'll have more detailed information when that comes out.
Thank God I live above the dam.
Yeah.
Right.
New value is high ground real estate.
Yeah, my office is right below the
dam. You're not going to work
there. Yeah.
So the modeling was very, very accurate, and we had 15 people, the biggest, you know, techies on flood control from DWR and Army Corps and their private contractors and geologists, and everybody in the world was there. Probably down the line for the city of Orville, we'll have to have a levy manager just to make sure we're doing things right and covering all the bases that are necessary, that the checklist that FEMA would look at to give you a rating. And that's really what we're going to have, and we'll probably have that discussion soon. Because of all the penetrations in the levee, there's 5 drains that go through it, the road infestation, the erosion issues that come about, and the one weakness is Bedrock Park.
Now, on the levee, can they do the bentonite like they've done down in Sacramento, where they dig down the middle of it and put the concrete?
That may very well be, and most of the levee's fine, it's just down at Bedrock Park where it's really narrow, and it's not wide enough. And that's probably where they're going to have the strongest recommendation or something. But, you know, if it's a flow under 180,000 CFS, the channel could probably handle it. Mm-hmm. But anything over that, then the channel's going to be overwhelmed and it'll be a different thing. In 97, we had 161,000 CFS coming through, and the levee did leak there. Mm-hmm. That's where we had the leakage. So just, we got more to come. And just be aware that they're all working on it. And, plus, we'll probably need to have a master drainage plan for all of South Orlando from Moredan Boulevard to Georgia Pacific. We really don't have one, and obviously there's a need for one. That we'll come back to another venue. We do have one coming up for South Orlando.
CDBG?
Yeah, CDBG grant funding. Mm-hmm. It's not supposed to be known yet, but.
Oh.
They did fund it, so I want to say, what is it, $2 million?
I'm hitting them bad now.
CDBG is going to come through for us on that. I thought it was supposed to come out this month, but it hasn't. We're going to get that money.
And I wonder when that report comes out if it's going to affect the fire and flood insurance for individuals.
The report is not the final thing. What happens is that report goes to FEMA, and then FEMA makes the decision about your rating on your levy. So if that report has suggestions and we take up those suggestions, that'll help us with our...
Oh, then they'll change it?
The FEMA will relook at that 200-year rating is what we're after. Okay. That's what we need to have. Mm-hmm. But we have issues all over this area down south here that have never been properly addressed. And some of the drains are just French.
They're antiquated.
You know, the theater, it's just a hole in the ground. That's it. It doesn't drain anywhere. There's no piping.
So crazy.
You know, it's like that in front of our office, too.
Probably is, yeah. It was just,
yeah.
There's just a hole.
It drains to here. That's where it drains.
So, the good thing is we're having the work being done. And the bad thing is, mm-hmm. It may be expensive. But because where we are, we're in good line for, future. The city has hired Sabutco, which is the best levy consultants we could have. They've done all the work on the Feather River levees all the way to Yuba City and Marysville. And they brought it actually up to the Afterbay Outlet. They've done all that work, so we'll hopefully see whatever. And they were part of the process, too. And I can tell you every ridiculous detail you wouldn't know about a levee. So anyway, it was a good effort, and I'm glad they came and did it. And they even measured the rodent holes. There's holes like this big. They go down 15 feet in the rock column. I want to see the squirrel that pulled that rock out of that hole, because that, he kind of has some muscles.
Was it a squirrel, or was it a raccoon?
I don't know what it was. It has to fit a hole that big.
Well, it could, any rodent.
Yeah. Oh. But there's some big rocks in there. It's like, I don't know.
They're busy.
Yeah. Angie, anything?
The only thing that I've noticed is that the cells in the Thermalito area are picking up. So that's interesting. But I think it's because it's right off of the highway. And we have many developers looking now again. Mm-hmm. So interesting.
Do you think Reddit Creek's going to make it?
I'm not saying nothing.
I do know it's an escrow. I know that.
Okay. I don't know.
Okay. Good?
Nothing.
Okay. Nope, we're good. All right. then I guess we'll call for adjournment, which would be right now at 5:50 hours. The chairman will adjourn the meeting. For next regular board meeting will be held on Tuesday, June 24th, 2025 at 5 p.m. We are adjourned. Thank you all.